Cincinnati Edition on a Sunday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Dr. Ian Tattersall is Curator Emeritus in the Division of Anthropology of the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. He's working on a project to document the major fossils in the human fossil record. He takes a few minutes away from his work to talk with Thane Maynard.
Ian Tattersall, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thanks for taking some time. And let me start by saying, your museum's my favorite museum anywhere. I really love it when I'm in New York City to visit the American Museum of Natural History.
That's very gratifying. We're very proud of it.
Famous for many things, collections of mammal skeletons, all kinds of things, but certainly famous for your Spitzer Hall of Human Origins, and I know you were the curator on that. And congratulations on your new book, Masters of the Planet. It's terrific.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you enjoyed reading it.
Now, tell a bit about that, because I know you're one of the world experts on human origins, and yet, gosh, I'll bet you there are many hundreds of books written on that topic. Tell us what's new and what you're discovering.
Yeah, you're right. There's certainly a lot of interest in this topic, and everybody's human and has an evolutionary past, and so we're all naturally interested in that. But everybody seems to have a different take on it. And I've been in this field for more than 40 years now. And I, you know, this book is my attempt really to understand for myself how human beings became the extraordinary creatures that they are. I mean, we are part of the wider world, the living world, the great tree of life. But there's also something rather special about us. And this book is my attempt to kind of understand how that came about.
And with relative speed, we radiated out from Africa and in just a few tens of thousands of years literally took over the world.
Well, that's right. One of the extraordinary things is how rapidly we became what we are. And then how rapidly, when we had become what we are, we managed to take over the entire world, which was at the time populated by several different relatives that are now extinct.
So we won that race, and now I guess the question is if we can win the race to make it that we can somehow live under the system that supports us, and that's a big question.
That's right, but this time it's a race against ourselves. You know, we are our own greatest threat in this instance. We've kind of eliminated the competition.
That we have, but yeah, the challenge is, as you would know much better than I, a lot of big thinking and forethought, like conservation demands, is somewhat counter to human instinct, I think.
Well, in a sense, yeah, we are in a sense emergent. I think what comes out of this book and out of all the thinking that I did during writing it is that we are really not fine-tuned by evolution to be the kind of creatures we are. We are in a sense an evolutionary accident. And while we have some absolutely astonishing cognitive powers, we're not entirely rational creatures. And we don't always act certainly in our best long-term interests. And we're certainly staggeringly bad at assessing risk.
Partly because there's often great reward, I think, for the risk takers that do take it one step too far. If they make it, they get those rewards.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there's a lot of short-term gain for individuals at the potential long-term loss for the species and for the world around us.
And so in addition to human origins, of course, you're also an expert in the field of evolutionary biology itself. And in the book, you refer to the famous story of Thomas Huxley after Darwin finally revealed in his book On the Origins of Species, the theory of natural selection, he derided himself saying, gosh, that's absolutely true. I should have said it myself.
That's right. You know, why didn't I think of that? And that is because natural selection is a really good story. And, you know, in a sense, it's a sort of a mathematical certainty that natural selection is going on all the time. But I'm not sure that natural selection is the whole story when it comes to change. I think natural selection is an enormously important mechanism in stabilizing species and keeping them in tune with their environments and in equilibrium, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are certain random things that have affected our own particular evolution and that do affect the evolution of all of the animals and plants that are out there. and that these random factors ensure that novelty emerges, and it's not necessarily always novelty that's 100% in tune with the surroundings into which it emerges.
And as you know, human society is changing much faster than either you and I can remember in our own lifetime. And with technology and with communication, it's literally hard to imagine 100 years from now what human lifestyle and certainly human communication will be like. How does that play against this sort of background of our origins and where we're headed?
Yeah, it's very mind-boggling to contemplate the future, because we tend to do it by sort of extrapolating the trends we see in the past. And clearly this does not necessarily apply. I think certainly we were under biological constraint, and our evolution has been essentially a biological process right up until the origin of Homo sapiens. But now that we are Homo sapiens with all the cognitive capacities that we have, the action has somewhat shifted to the ground of culture and to the ground of behavior. And although I wouldn't predict, as long as conditions remain basically the same, I wouldn't predict much physical change among humans in the future. I think the behaviorally and culturally, everything's up for grabs. They are. History has been one of discovering what we can do with this extraordinary capacity we have, and we're nowhere near exhausting it.
Certainly not, and we may fall risk of trying to make changes that we don't really know, either biomedical changes or other chemical changes in everything from agriculture to genetic work, that we might not know what that end game looks like.
That's absolutely right. I mean, our history has basically been a history of unintended consequences, mm-hmm. and we have to be very careful, because these consequences often don't become obvious as quickly as the intended ones do.
Now, here's a question. I know in looking at your CV, like Darwin before you, you have a couple of degrees from Cambridge. What do you think the reason is that, for instance, right here where I live in the Midwest, and Ohio's right above northern Kentucky, evolution, the teaching of evolution in science class, is still controversial over 150 years after it was first published by Darwin?
That's right. It still is in some quarters, but not in scientific quarters. It's mm-hmm. not really controversial as a scientific explanation of the way that we and the world around us came to be as we and it happened to be. And I think basically, one of the problems is that people don't quite understand what science is. People tend to think of science as a very authoritarian system that's dealing in wisdom for the ages. Mm-hmm. And that puts us in competition in some way with other ways of knowing about the universe. But science is a very specific and a very particular way of knowing. It's a provisional system of knowing that's based on coming up with and testing hypotheses about nature and discarding them when they don't work. So science is kind of a moving target. It's always modifying. And in that respect, it's totally different from other forms of knowledge that depend on more eternal verities.
Now, tell me this. At the American Museum of Natural History, where you're still involved, are there new things on the horizon that I should look forward to seeing when I come up there?
Oh, absolutely. We've just opened a new exhibit, actually, on food and cooking and cuisine. That it opened while I was away last week, and I haven't had a chance to go see it yet, but I hear wonderful reports of it.
Dr. Tattersall, thank you for spending some time with us. I'll look forward to getting back up to the American Museum soon.
It's been a great pleasure. We look forward to seeing you here.
My guest has been Dr. Ian Tattersall, author of the new book, Masters of the Planet: The Search for Our Human Origins. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Thane Maynard.